This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. How are you doing today? How is your holiday? For those of you that are listening live, let me ask you this. What did you do today on Black Friday? Are you shopping? Are you hiding and avoiding traffic and all of the hustle and bustle that is Black Friday? Either way, I hope the day finds you enlightened, impacted, and ready to take on the world. This is the time of year that people are ready to spend money, and I hope that you and your business are at a place where you're ready to capitalize on that. Today, we're going to talk about the seven-figure introvert. And what I mean by that is a person whose energy may be drained by being in a public situation, but who has inherently the skills to be able to really successfully build a seven-figure business. Skills that just come naturally to them that others who are extroverts are actually going to have to learn. I think you're going to learn a lot about this. And for many of you that are out there that are introverts that have worried that you don't have what it takes to be successful, I tell you what, I guarantee you that you are going to find yourself empowered by this episode. I'm joined by good friend Val Neighbors. She has built a seven-figure business, and she is an introvert. She's going to share with us not only her life story, but what she has learned and the skills that she has developed to be a seven-figure introvert. Join me in welcoming Val Neighbors. How are you doing today, Val?
I am doing excellent, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to be here. You know, when people are listening to this, it's Black Friday morning. Those that are listening to it later, you are glad that it's not Black Friday morning. And we are here to celebrate your new book. So to get people started, before we tell them about how juicy this book is, tell us just a little bit about you and what's got you to this point.
Oh, boy. We might need a couple hours for that one, Steve.
Okay.
You're like, okay, sure, we can take whatever time you need. Well, you know, many people, and probably the people that are listening to this, are already thinking, there is no way in hell this girl is an introvert. And, you know, I am here to say that I really, truly was born an introvert. My natural tendency is really to be by myself. That's where I get my energy. And when I started reflecting back on my life this past year with all the various things that have happened, I realized that my calling and my purpose is really to serve the introverted world based on the successes that I have had in business and building a seven-figure business myself and doing so in just a little over 24 months. So, you know, my background, I kind of fell into sales at a very, very young age and ended up becoming a natural at it because I was able to ask people questions, you know, listen to their responses, listen to their answers, and then hopefully be able to provide a solution based on whatever their pain was and whatever their need was to help them not only personally but professionally. So, you know, being an introvert, introverts often have that gift, have that talent to listen. You know, we make very good listeners. So, you know, ending up in sales and working in the corporate world for many years for companies like Xerox and Panasonic, then transitioning into the smaller industries, into healthcare, working in hospice, working for a couple of different hospice companies before starting my own business. And like I said, I had a tremendous amount of success with my business, sold it after owning it for 6.5 years, and it was just time to send that baby off to college and graduate him, you know, to somebody else's care. And, you know, then started getting into professional speaking, consulting, and now on a mad mission to write several books. So here I am. That's me.
All right. That's great. Yeah, the book is called The Seven-Figure Introvert. And I got to tell everybody, this is an amazing book. So I'm just going to give you just a little peek. We're going to get into it during this hour, but I'm going to give everybody a little peek of how earth-shattering this book is going to be. Okay, those of you that know Kathy, you know that Kathy is an introvert. Very talented person, but very much an introvert. So in the book, Val says, you know, that introverts actually make the best salespeople. And I'm like, okay, cool. That's a good way of looking at it. And then she goes on later to say, in fact, as an introvert business owner, you should make sure that most of the people in your business are introverts. And I said that to Kathy, and she's like, no, that would just be wrong. And then I read her, you know, what you had said, and she's like, oh, yeah, hey, that does make a lot of sense. Okay, I agree. Val's right. I was wrong.
who knows? It's not always a recipe or a size that's, you know, one size fits all. But, you know, it's good to have a balance. And introverts, ambiverts, and extroverts all play a very big role in our society. It's the ability to be the voice and be the champion for the introverts who haven't yet found their power and step into their power, because introverts are often poo-pooed, you know, as being shy or even at times not confident because they don't speak up. They don't wave the flag and say, hey, look at me, I'm over here. Hey, I'm awesome, I totally rock it. They're quiet. You know, they are quiet in the way that their brain is usually going. They're often thinking, however, they don't feel the need to constantly vocalize. So this book is about empowering the introverts that are out there, whether they're a small business owner, they're, you know, a manager within a corporation, there's someone who is thinking about getting into a sales career, you know, with a company, yet is a little timid, and maybe a little nervous about making that step. It's really to advocate for them and tell them, listen, you know, what you have is awesome. In a world where we are completely full of constant chatter and noise, I mean, just like Susan Cain talks about in her book Quiet, you know, you're in a world and in a society that does not stop talking. You know, introverts play a very vital and essential role, and that's what I hope this book inspires and empowers, you know, introverts to start taking some steps and embrace who they are and start working towards owning it.
Now, there are some of you that have listened to the show enough that you've gotten to hear a lot of people that are experts in personality type explain to people the difference between introvert and extrovert. But for those of you who this is the first episode you've heard, or you're unclear, or worse yet, you've gone to Webster's Dictionary and heard them say that introvert means you're shy, let me explain to you real quick. An introvert is a person who being in a group setting drains their energy, whereas an extrovert is a person who, when being in a group setting, they gain energy from that. And that is the true definition of those two words. So it's important that you know, while Val and I are talking here, what we're talking about. So we're not necessarily talking about somebody who's shy. I mean, you've probably already guessed Val is not a shy person, but she is not going to be somebody who's going to go to a networking meeting and come back and need to spend a couple of hours winding down because of the energy amp up that she gets from it. In fact, in a perfect world, after a networking meeting, she'd probably like to take a nice nap. How about that, Val?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I need to, and the rest of the introverts, we need to recharge our battery. You know, it is very, you know, physically, mentally, and emotionally draining, you know, which is something that, you know, I have started to work on kind of as a second book, and maybe an even more depth-in book than The Seven-Figure Introvert, is talking about the self-care and how important that is and what that looks like for the introverts, because you can't go 100 miles an hour. Introverts just can't go 100 miles per hour each and every day. You need to have that balance. You need to, you know, recharge your battery.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what is the very, very first thing you'd want to say to somebody who's an introvert and wants to be a business owner?
The very first thing I would say is, don't let the outside world tell you that you wouldn't make a good business owner because you are an introvert. So don't, you know, don't feed into the hype and all the nonsense that is being spoon-fed out there, because quite honestly, it's estimated that about one-third to one-half of the population are really introverts. And if that is indeed the case, then there are quite a few introverts who are very successful. Some of the most successful introverts are people like Bill Gates. I'm sure most people have never heard of him, considering he is by far the wealthiest man in the world. Bill Gates is a true introvert. J.K. Rowling, you know, she wrote the Harry Potter series. She too is an introvert. Steve Jobs, another introvert. I mean, the list goes on of Warren Buffett, you know, introvert. Here are some of the most successful and wealthiest individuals, and they're introverts. So if that is the case, and we have introverts out there looking to start their own business and maybe listening to what society or other people are telling them, the biggest thing that I can tell you is shut down the noise. Shut it down and find other introverts. Find other successful people who are introverts, who are going to empower you and encourage you, and maybe help give you some strategies and tools that they used that helped them achieve that level of success. That would be my first piece of advice.
We're talking here today with Val Nabors, her book, The Seven-Figure Introvert. I know that there are some things in here, no matter what your personality type is, that you need to hear. I really encourage you to check out her book, The Seven-Figure Introvert. You are listening to Thriving Entrepreneur on the eWomen Radio Network. We'll be right back.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of, or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com. That's managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve, and I'm here with Val Neighbors. We are talking to you today about being a seven-figure introvert. I hope that you're taking notes. Let's jump right back into it. So, Val, we were talking about, just kind of some top-level concepts of being an introvert, but let's dive into it now. You're a seven-figure introvert is what you're talking about here. So give us some of the juicy details. What does a person need to do so that they're not just introverted, and they're not just they have a little bit of a business, but so that they can actually be a seven-figure business owner who's an introvert?
The first thing that I would say is, making sure that you do have other introverts on your team. As you mentioned earlier, when you had brought that up to Kathy, she was like, "What? No, you can't have all these other introverts. This isn't going to work." And you don't have to have 100% of your employees be introverts, but you have to surround yourself with other people who are like you. Because if you surround yourself with too many, let's say, extroverts, they're going to dominate. They're going to want to control the conversation or conversations, meetings, whatever it might be. So surround yourself with some other introverts. Ideally, you'd have several introverts, maybe a couple of ambiverts, and maybe one, no more than two extroverts if you're somebody who is a small business owner. Obviously, the larger the corporation, you're going to have a much more diverse or many more individuals, and it's going to be much more diverse. So that will be the first thing. The second thing is play upon your strengths as a professional. So if you, this advice can go whether you're an introvert or not. If you're a business owner and your strength really is operations, then you should stay in operations and find somebody to do the sales part for you. If you're a business owner and your strength really is, even as an introvert like me, connecting with other people and building relationships, which is a huge strength of introverts. We don't need 1,000 friends. We don't need 1,000 people to influence. We need maybe tens or 100. However, the difference is our tens or 100 are going to step up and do what we need them to do for us 10 times faster than if we had thousands of friends or thousands of relationships. So, knowing where you're good and where you excel and staying in that space and not trying to be all things to all people. I think in my experience, in my own world and then also working with other introverts, they're often afraid to go out and ask for help in areas where maybe they're not as strong. Don't be afraid. If you let that fear set in, you're not going to be able to succeed. We all need other people to help us get to where we want to go. So that would be, those would be two main things that come out right off the top of my head. I was going to say the other thing, because I know introverts are definitely afraid of networking. And, if you're an introvert and you're starting a business, you obviously need to grow that business. And as nice as it is to sit behind the computer and hide and maybe send emails, engage a bit on social media, you know, whatever social media platform, probably LinkedIn for most people, maybe a combination of LinkedIn and Facebook for others. I see a lot of introverts probably shying away from things like Periscope or Blab or doing Google Hangouts. However, they can be very beneficial depending on the type of business you have. You can't constantly hide behind a computer. You can't constantly hide behind social media, and you can't constantly hide behind email. You have to get out. You have to get out and network. And listen, when I think of networking, you know, I think I'd rather have a root canal and knee surgery at the same time without any type of anesthesia than go out and attend a networking event. So I get it. Don't go in thinking you need to talk to all 50 or 100 people that are at a networking event. First, walk in and do what you do best, which is observe. You know, go to the outside of the room where you have a very good view of the people that are there. Find individuals who are maybe standing off by themselves, just like you are, or maybe there's a group of one or two people, or a group of two people or three people versus a group of 10. You know, size up the room first and then look for those smaller groups or that solo individual who is standing by his or herself. Then go up and introduce yourself as opposed to thinking you need to take on the whole room. And only take it to talk to 3 to 5 people at that event. Don't think you need to talk to 10 or 20. 3 to 5 maximum. That's it. That's all you need. So that's another, I think, a very important part, because networking is part of growing your business. However, that is not something that introverts want to hear or necessarily want to do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so important that you have a plan when you're going into things. And to some extent, I would say that that's even more true for a person that's an introvert in a public situation. Because, you know, an extrovert, if they have no plan for a networking meeting, they can just go in and kind of drain the energy of everybody around them and leave. And it probably won't build their business, but they're not going to come home drained from it. Whereas if an introvert doesn't go in with a plan, that can be a really bad situation for them. And you find yourself not going back to the networking event, not because it wouldn't have been good for your business, but because of the fact that you didn't have a plan to begin with.
That, you know, and that's so true of any business. You know, what's the old adage? You plan to fail. You always have to have a plan in everything that you're going to do. And one of the things, some of the work that I've done, you know, with some introverts, and I don't do a whole lot of consulting work just because it's not my style. You know, I prefer to stick to the writing and, believe it or not, public speaking, you know, as a professional speaker. It's easier as an introvert to stand on a stage and speak to 1,000 people in an audience. It requires less energy from me to do that than to walk into a room, a networking group room full of 100 people who are all talking. Because here's the difference. I'm standing at the front of the stage. I'm the one doing the talking to 1,000 people versus walking into a room full of 100 where there's constant chatter, 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 and all that energy, which becomes very intimidating. So, you know, when I think of people and I think of introverts, you know, in those settings, and the people that I've worked with, it's about having a couple of core questions, you know, a balance of personal and professional that you already have prepared, that you know going into a networking event or even going into a one-on-one or a small group meeting, that you have some basic questions that you can ask as conversation starters. And here's the thing. I am not a fan of the 30-second elevator pitch, whether you're an introvert, an ambivert, or an extrovert, because quite honestly, I don't really care what you're selling. If I don't know you, if I don't like you, and I don't feel like I can trust you, you could be selling something that I need like oxygen, and I'm not going to buy it from you. So introverts, there's so much they can do creative-wise because they're good at asking questions. They're good at observing. there's so much you can do to stimulate a conversation other than just having a 30-second elevator pitch.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because when we were doing the interview for your book, it was like a light bulb moment for me. And since then, Kathy and I have actually both kind of reworked our whole thought of how we want to do that, that elevator pitch, that introduction of yourself at networking, whatever you want to call it. You know, in eWomen Network, they've got the round table, you know, where you have a minute to be able to tell the whole table everything that you want to tell them in that 1 minute, you know. and it's always seems to be a struggle for everybody. And from just that one comment that you made about that, it really was an epiphany for me. And I really was like, you know, what would the impact be if, you know, because you can't just totally avoid the question. You know, somebody says, so what do you do? It doesn't matter what I do. What do you do? You know, I mean, it would be very uncomfortable.
Sure, you
know?
Yeah.
But to have a 2 or 3 word phrase, you know, or a couple sentences at the most that you can say, and then, you know, and then turn it back to, how could I do that for you? What do you think about that?
I think, you know, here's the thing. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt. Let me rephrase that. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that people will not remember what you do. They will remember how you made them feel. And I'm funny. I like to be silly. I'm quirky. If people say I'm crazy, they're like, I can't believe you just said that, or I can't believe you did that, I can't believe you started a speech by standing up on top of a chair and dancing. You know, just because I'm an introvert doesn't mean I don't have a personality. Just because I'm an introvert doesn't mean I don't like to have fun. So when I introduce myself, I usually say something completely off the wall. You know, what do you do? Well, I was born September 22nd, you know, and I start, and I go into something that's a little off the cuff or funny, not edgy necessarily, but something silly, because it fits my personality. You know, you and Kathy, you know, might say something like, you know, we change lives with 6,500 words. You know, I don't even remember how many, you know, how many words are in my book, maybe 4,500 or 5,000. I'm not sure. You know, we change a lot, you know, we change lives on the average of, you know, on the average of utilizing 6,500 words, you know, so something fun like that, because now people are like, well, what the heck do you do? You know, maybe it's been a little bit funny and, you know, we'd have to expand upon that. But now people are like, you know, well, what do? They're more intrigued. And 30 seconds, 60 seconds, it can't possibly encapsulate all that an individual does and how they serve the world and the clients that they're meant to come in contact with. It's really just a real quick blip for somebody to say, I like him. I like her. I need to know more about them. That's what I want everybody to look at as far as their quote-unquote 30 or 60-second elevator pitch. So I don't know if that necessarily 100% answered your question, but that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I like it. Like you said, everybody, totally mind blown. I hope there are a few other people out there right now that have just really gotten an epiphany about how impactful they could be when they're meeting a new person, as opposed to being how forgettable could you be, like every one of the other people that, you know, walks up to you and says, you know, so tell me, what do you do? This is Val Nabors. She's the 7-figure introvert. Her book is The 7-Figure Introvert. And if you listen, you'll be the next 7-Figure Introvert. You're listening to Thriving Entrepreneur. We'll be right back.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
So now, Val, let's take it the other way. I know you've had great success in life, and I know that the nature of life is there's been some times that you'd like to sweep those under the rug and never tell anybody about. Over the course of the time that you've been in business, if you knew when you very first started what you know now, what would you have done differently?
Nothing. Okay. Because even all of the times that I failed, you know, I told this story. God, I can't remember who I mentioned. I was just telling this story to somebody, and they were asking me about starting my previous business. And I said, you know, the way that I looked at it, it was, you know, what do I have to lose? You know, the initial investment, you know, soup to nuts to bolts was roughly around $80,000, give or take a little bit. And my thought was, when my accountant, you know, suggested the idea, my first thought was, what do I have to lose? Okay, yeah, I could lose a lot. I could lose $80,000. Is that the end of the world? No. Would it really suck? Yeah, absolutely it would. But what do I have to gain? You know, and I think people need to start asking that question, what do I have to gain? Not what do I have to lose? What do I have to gain by doing this? And when I think about, you know, is there anything that I would do differently? No. You know, I might be a little kooky. Well, no, we already know that I'm a little kooky. kooky, maybe even a lot kooky. I am a firm believer that every step we take, whether the decision ends up being in our favor or not, is part of our journey. And there's a lesson in everything we do. Whether the outcome is positive or not, there is a lesson in everything we do. You know, now, if there was one thing that I wish that I could have tweaked, let's just say, would have been not to have gotten complacent a few years into my business and allowed fear to allow me to hit a plateau. You know, that's probably the biggest thing is when if you're a business owner and you hit the point of a plateau in your business where your growth has become stagnant and you're afraid to get bigger because if you get bigger, that means you have to bring on more staff. If you get bigger, it means you have more taxes you pay. If you get bigger, it means you need to upsize into a larger office, which means more expenses. You know, if you get bigger, it means you're going to be more successful. And most people are not afraid of failure. They're afraid of success. My advice would be blow through it, bust through it. If you get stagnant, hire a coach, hire someone, find a mentor, you know, go to an event where you're going to be surrounded by people who are going to help push you through that fear, through that stagnancy, because it's on the other side of that that your next level of success will come. And we were born. We were born to be successful, so why don't we embrace it? That's a whole other psychological conversation, which I'm not 100% equipped to do because I don't have that degree. So.
I think it's so true, though. I mean, we always – it's so funny because it's part of the format of the way I do the show, but we always are thinking back on our life as – you know, what if I had done such and such? What if I had done thus and so? But the thing about it is that every single element of our life has made us the person that we are right now. And what if every single one of those things happened for a reason so that you could be the you that you are now and change the world in the way that you can change it if you'll embrace you as opposed to, you know, who you aren't, but you wished you were.
Yeah.
So Val, share with us a little bit more. I mean, we're talking about your book, The Seven-Figure Introvert. And I love it because it's such a startling title. You know, it's like The Seven-Figure Introvert. How could introverts make money? You know, I mean, I think that's the societal norm, even though, you know, you were giving a whole long list of people that are introverts. And, you know, it even includes a whole lot of actors and actresses that are actually introverts. You know, they go home and they're like, no, I don't want to, you know, hang out and party. I want to, you know, hide in my bedroom and nap. What does it mean to you to be able to share this message and allow people to really embrace their introvert nature?
Well, it means that, you know, I mean, I'm a huge advocate of people. You know, I'm a firm believer in looking for the good in as many situations, if you know, actually in all situations. You know, find something good that can come out of it. So I'm always looking for the good in people. And really, you know, it's the potential impact that this book, that my work, my professional speaking work, will have on individuals, you know, really emotionally touches me. You know, it's what feeds me, it's what drives me, because so many people hide, and a lot of those people are introverts, they hide from what their true desire, what their true heart desire and their true purpose is in life. Because they, again, they've been told, you're not confident, you're shy, you know, you can't do that, you know, you're so quiet. Which, you know, you say on one hand, well, they're not negative things, and they're not in and of themselves. When you completely take it out of the context and you just look at those words are not negative. It's how they're conveyed to people that makes them sound negative. So I want more people, more introverts to know that you make rock star leaders and managers because you're always looking and observing people and you're asking questions. You know, when I had this conversation the other day, and I can't remember if it's in the book 100% or not right now off the top of my head. However, one of the cool things is introverts are really good naturally. You know, you can be better, of course. It's kind of like, you know, some athletes, you know, athletes like Tiger Woods or, you know, Michael Jordan, you know, they were born natural athletes. And so they had a great foundation that they just built upon with their coaching, with their training, with their dedication, with their mindset, with all of that stuff. So introverts are naturally observant, which means we are really good at sitting across the room or the table from someone and first observing their body language. Because an individual's body language will oftentimes tell you a lot more about what they're thinking than the verbiage, the words coming out of their mouth. So I want, you know, any introvert that's listening, any introvert that reads my book, that hears me speak, to know that you are a powerful person. You've got something that is a gift, that is a tool for you to use and enhance upon to not only help yourself, but help everybody around you. In because I'm real big on your personal life and your professional life. I mean, they intersect. They oftentimes go parallel. They cross. What goes on in your personal life comes into your professional life. What goes on in your professional life comes into your personal life. So there's no sense in completely separating them. I think that was, you know, that was the mindset and the mentality of corporations back in the day. And I'm sure there's still corporations out there that feel that way. However, we're humans. We're not robots. So I want introverts to know they need to step up, you know, and step in their power as uncomfortable as it will be. The more they practice, the more they do it, the more comfortable they'll become. And it can be as simple as going to your local coffee shop one day a week and sitting in there for 15 or 20 minutes and finding a way to strike up a conversation with someone that's near you.
I like it. And in the end, it really does boil down to be the best you can be. We fall so hard into the trap of comparing ourselves to someone else and then judging ourselves harshly because we're not them. Well, you know, here's a surprising news flash for anybody that hasn't heard me say it before. We don't need you to be them. We need you to be you. Oprah did Oprah really well, but Oprah can't be you and you can't be her. Not saying that there isn't, like, for example, you know, Val has one of her current goals that she's working towards is to replace that hole that we have in society that Oprah used to fill. And I believe she is totally the person to do it. But she's not going to do it by being Oprah. She's going to do it by being Val. I encourage you, as you listen to The Seven-Figure Introvert, as you read it, that you really do you really well. That is the best thing you could possibly do in both your life and your business. And when you do, you will shine. So, Val, tell us a little bit. I mean, the book is coming out, The Seven-Figure Introvert by Val Nabors. It's available actually for everybody for free at your special launch party on Black Friday. What time is your party?
My party's all day long. I don't know about you, Steve, but I, you know, hey, the store's open on Thanksgiving at whatever time, which I'm not a fan of. but the party's going to be a good portion of the day. I don't know what time did we say. I don't remember off the top of my head. what we had talked about, because I've got so many people who have been communicating with me, and I just happened to mention in a group about the book coming out, and they're like, how do I get it? Don't you have a link today? Can't I pre-order? And I was like, no, hold your horses, folks. Like, it's coming. It'll be Friday. And the whole purpose is, you know, the reason we decided to do it, you know, as a free download on Black Friday, I mean, there's a whole methodology behind it, is because even introverts are going to be out there spending money and maxing out their credit cards on Black Friday doing their holiday shopping or maybe shopping for themselves, which I have been known to do in the past. So now they need to get this book, which is free, to show them how they can go and make some money to pay off those credit cards that they go themselves. So I don't remember. What time did we say the launch party was going to be?
I want to say that we actually said 2 o'clock Pacific and 5 o'clock Eastern.
That's right.
You know, that gives you time to go out, do all the crazy early morning shopping or middle of the night because, you know, you go to Walmart at midnight for that special. Come home, have a nice nap, some leftover turkey, and then have somebody give you something for free. You know, you know that you got one thing that's going to change your life and your business that they're not going to ask you for a dime for this Black Friday.
That's right. Nothing beats free.
No kidding. So, Val, in addition to that, if a person wants to go further than what they can in a book form with you, what could they do to work with you?
Ooh, that's a very, very interesting question. You know, as I mentioned, you know, I don't really do a lot of consulting. One of the things that I've learned over the years is that, you know, in order for me to be successful, more importantly, in order for my potential consulting clients to be successful, there really has to be a red velvet rope policy. So if somebody is feeling, oh man, I'm just so connected to her, I'm drawn to her by her personality, you know, on the radio, I'm drawn to her by what she wrote in the book. The biggest thing that I can suggest is to find me on LinkedIn. Because if you don't have a LinkedIn profile, then we really need to have a conversation, because if you're in business or starting a business, that's where a lot of people play and hang out from a professional standpoint. So they can find me on LinkedIn, you know, under Val Neighbors. And if for some crazy reason they do not have LinkedIn, then they would want to send me an email. And the best email that they could use is val@valneighbors.com. And yes, Val Neighbors is my real name. I keep getting asked that every day. They seem to think I already have a stage name, and I said no. That is my real name, and it's Neighbors, just like your next door neighbor. NEIGHBORS. You add the S on the end.
So yeah, go looking for Val Neighbors, VALNEIGH. BORS on LinkedIn. And if you feel connected to Val, send her a message and tell her, Val, I know you don't take on a lot of one-on-one clients, but I have to find a way to work with you. I have to see you at your next speaking gig or, you know, move into the house next door to you so that I can get free advice when I'm borrowing sugar or something.
Do neighbors do that these days? Do we borrow sugar? I don't know. I like that idea of the old days, though.
That's a new challenge for everybody. Borrow something from your neighbor this Christmas season, this holiday season, and ask them one piece of business advice.
There you go. Hey, you know what? You know what? You could probably actually write a book on that if you just started. Not even just your neighbors. That might be a good idea, Steve. We might have to come up with something where we just start going around and asking random people for one piece of business advice, and then take the best, you know, I don't know, top 25 or 50 tips and turn it into a book.
I think that's a fun book. I think we should work on that.
We should. We should.
All right. So, Val, let's be good teachers and leave people with an action, something that they can take action on. Now, I'm going to give them the number one action, and that's that on Black Friday, you want to get the 7-figure introvert for free from Amazon.com. Okay, but what are a couple of things that a person who knows they're an introvert can do to start heading themselves towards a seven-figure business?
The first thing really is, you know, I'm a firm believer, just with my style, my personality, I don't create to-do lists because I get very overwhelmed. And it's like I could have a to-do list as long as, you know, Santa's book of children's names. So, you know, the first thing that I will say is, you know, once a week, just start out once a week. Go to an environment. It could be a networking group. It could be some sort of a social, a meetup. You know, I mean, a meetup could be networking groups, but a chamber of commerce event, a BNI or a LATIP, you know, some environment where you know your potential clients are hanging out or socializing. Go to that type of event or meeting once a week. You have got to start putting yourself out there. Easily I could say you need to go out there, you know, every day, but that's a little bit much. Once a week, go to the place where your people are hanging out. Have a list of three or four questions just to get the conversation started and start having conversations. Because here's the thing. Everybody looks at someone as let me think their piece into them. They're my potential client. They're my ideal client. And maybe for whatever reason, that person really isn't your ideal client today. However, who do they know? How many people are in their network? How many connections do they have on LinkedIn? How many people do they have on their contacts in their Outlook or Gmail or whatever it is they use? How many connections do they have on Facebook? You know, you never know who you're going to have a conversation with, who is going to help you become the next millionaire. Mm-hmm. So get out once a week. That's the action, you know, that I want the introverted business owners to take once a week. And here's the thing, guys and gals, you don't need to be out all day. I'm not saying go out for 8 hours. I'm saying go out for an hour. You might even get away with a half hour if you're in a really specific targeted environment with lots and lots of your ideal clients. Don't try to gobble them all up, no pun intended with Thanksgiving being here, but don't try to gobble them all up at once. Find one person. That's what I want. That's what I want the introverts that are listening to this radio show and reading the book. That's what I want them to do.
And I would just add on to that, do it scheduled and schedule right after it when you get home time for you. Take a nap, get a cup of coffee and curl up by the fireplace, cuddle the dog, you know, because it's amazing. The dog is the only thing that doesn't draw from our energy. You know what I mean? Something, whatever fills you back up, make sure that you schedule that too, so that, you know, you're not just slowly, you know, taking away all of your energy until you get to the place where you're like, Val told me to do this, and then I had a breakdown.
Yeah. And here's the thing, you know, you're really right, Steve. So on the back end, they need to get some downtime. And I mean, for some men and maybe even for some women, that might look like watching a hockey game or a football game, you know, watching some sort of a sporting event. Maybe it's, you know, reading a book. Maybe it's listening to whatever their favorite music is, you know. Maybe it's going to get a massage, you know, or a manicure or a pedicure. On the front end, what needs to be done is you need to also preserve your energy going into that social environment. You need to preserve your energy. However, at the same time, you need to raise your energy immediately before going into it. And one of the best, quickest, and easiest ways to raise your energy is also to find music on your radio, in your car, before you walk in, whatever gets your juices flowing, whether it's some Michael Jackson, the Bee Gees, Metallica, AC/DC, Leonard Skinner, you know, whether you're a country fan, a rap fan, you want to listen to LL, you know, put it on, blast it up, and get your energy up. Because nobody's going to want to talk to someone who is like, looks like they've been beaten down and just completely drained with their energy. Get it up right before you go in. And then when you're done and you get back to your quiet space, let yourself come back down and get your quiet energy.
Mm, that's so great. This has been Val Nabors. The Seven Figure Introvert is the name of her book. As I said, it's free for you at 2 o'clock Pacific, 5 o'clock Eastern time on Black Friday. But even if you're listening to this when it's not a Black Friday, you totally want this book. Val, thanks for spending the time today with us to help people learn how to be the seven figure introvert.
Thank you, Steve. I'm glad to be here, and you know, I look forward to hearing from people to see how it's helped them. Thank you.
Every one of you has a purpose that you were put on this planet for. There is so much that you have to give and so much that you have to share. Often, introverts find themselves falling into the trap of having been misdiagnosed, if you will, as being shy, as being socially awkward. None of those things needs to be true, because none of those things are true. You do have a personality type that is drained in a public situation rather than empowered in a public situation. But when you learn to take good care of yourself, you will thrive in your life and your business. I want you to know more than anything today that you are uniquely brilliant. You were created specifically you for a purpose, and the world needs you. They need you to be all that you can be. Kathy and I are here to help you so that you can live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.